Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time now for our Sustainable Singapore segment.
According to the Trade and Industry Minister Chan Chun Sing, Singapore will be looking to expand its renewable energy portfolio, and reliance on renewable energy sources makes sense.
Yeah, and this is going to be happening by importing greener energy from neighbouring Southeast Asia countries, starting with Malaysia, as well as ramping up solar energy capacities by deploying more solar panels on building tops as well as on floating platforms. That one I'm excited about.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really quite amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing it. In total, the solar energy project is projected to meet 2% of Singapore's energy needs by 2025. And while that may not seem like much, it is a promising sign for our region's lowering dependence on fossil fuels.
True that. An energy company, YTL Power Seraya, has a vision to be the leading provider of integrated utilities and energy solutions for a sustainable future here.
Yeah, they generate about 30% of Singapore's energy needs and have 48 years of experience in power generation, as well as 18 consecutive years in the electricity retail business since 2001.
And under the wider YTL group of companies, Genico has been acclaimed for its work in recycling and renewable energy and is exploring different ways to bring clean energy to more homes across the island.
However, there still remains some important considerations for the energy market and for consumers when it comes to renewable energy solutions.
Yeah, so let's try and find out more and what this push for green energy means for Singaporean consumers like you and I. John Ng, the CEO of YTL Power Seraya, is on the line. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thanks so much for taking the time. And what an interesting conversation we're set to have, especially when we get to the solar power part. But you guys have taken steps to minimize operational impact on the environment through care and emission control, waste disposal, strong emphasis on energy efficiency, resource conversion, or conservation rather, in business operations. I mean, you put these standards in place, but what kind of impact are we really looking at? And if you've got numbers, do share it with us.
Nice. We are a power generation company. Being a power generation company, we have always taken the environment very seriously. In fact, we started business 50 years ago. And when we started business, it was purely on oil-fired power generation. Today, all our power generation come from a highly efficient natural gas-fired power generating plant. Essentially, emission coming from the gas-fired generating plant has zero sulfur emission and zero particulate emission. In terms of CO2, this is half of what the power generation coming from the oil-fired plant. If we compare ourselves to the Paris Accord commitment Singapore has made, which is 36% reduction in emission intensity by 2030 compared to 2005, I'm proud to say that today we have achieved that kind of reduction compared to our 2005 level emission. So this is essentially what we have done in terms of how seriously we take the environment.
Okay, it sounds like you've seriously tried to be out in front on it as well, so far as regional players go. Let's talk about Genico, shall we? It's a brand of YTL Power Seraya, and it's a fully digital energy provider. How much has this liberalisation in Singapore's energy market actually enabled Singapore consumers to move to a more sustainable energy source? And where does, you know, your brand fit into it?
Genico has been in operation for 2 years. And over the last 2 years, we have started with zero customers, and today we have 150,000 customers as of end of November. Many of my consumers are environmentally conscious, and they are beginning to ask for greener options in the electricity mix. Today, we are supporting our customers with our solar power coming from our power station. The next step is to participate in the 100-megawatt pilot plant, bringing solar from Malaysia into Singapore. If we are successful in that, we can potentially support most of our customers on solar.
Yeah, that's going to be quite interesting, bring solar power from Malaysia to Singapore. YTL Power Seraya, along with Seneca Energy, Tuas Power Generation, you guys were awarded a total of $23 million in grants by the Energy Market Authority. And all this is for energy efficiency projects that will reduce carbon emissions. Could you elaborate more about these projects? And is there a goal? I mean, like, by how much do you want to reduce these carbon emissions?
Energy conservation and energy efficiency generally bring about two major benefits. The first one is on cost savings. The second one is on reduction in emission. energy emission or CO2 emission. We have participated in the energy efficiency project launched by the Energy Market Authority, which was announced in October 2020. Our main aim is to convert some of our major pumps from constant speed drive, meaning they are rotating at the same speed, into variable speed drive. From a non-engineering perspective, this may seem not so exciting, but if we have once this project is completed, we will expect to bring about energy savings of 6,800 megawatt hour of electricity. For what does it mean by 6,800 megawatt of electricity? It means about 2,700 tons of CO2 reduced annually. From a consumer perspective, it's like by taking 800 cars off the road every year, or there's enough energy savings to supply 1,200 HDB flats household for a year. So it is a sizable CO2 emission reduction for this energy conservation project that we are doing.
Wow, that is not insignificant at all. Now, the government has highlighted, and it did so at the Singapore International Energy Week, that it wants to bring forward the target set in 2019 to try to achieve 1.5 gigawatt peak of solar deployment by 2025. So we already know, because you alluded to it earlier, Genico offers businesses that option to purchase solar energy generated from the photovoltaic systems that, you know, Genico will build, own and operate. How does it play into the overall goal? And I do want to ask about the percentage of solar energy that currently powers Singapore and where it needs to be by 2025.
Singapore government has an ambitious goal to bring 1.5 gigawatt hour of electricity via solar by 2025. In fact, the 2030 target was 2 gigawatt hour of electricity. What I want to emphasize is that green energy is definitely here to stay. Number one, business and domestic consumers are asking for it. They want a larger amount of renewable into the energy mix. Secondly, as a country, we have an ambitious target. We have committed to the CO2 reduction accord, and we will continue to do that. But what do we do as a power generation company in Singapore? For us, we have reconfigured our power plant fleet to be more efficient through converting oil-fired generation into gas-fired power generation. By so doing, we have reduced the CO2 emission by half. We are continuing to invest in renewables. We started modestly with a 973 kilowatt solar installation at our power station using 1 hectare of rooftop space. What does it mean? It is almost about 200 units of a landed property of a solar installation in Singapore. Thirdly, we are also working on energy efficient and energy conservation with ourselves and also with our customers. And we are also keen to be involved in the pilot project of importing 100 megawatt of solar electricity from Malaysia into Singapore. We are well placed to do that because of our heritage as a power company in Singapore for over 50 years, and we also have a large consumer base. Also, at the same time, our parent company, YTL Power International, has a large solar aspiration in Malaysia. So while solar is so much talked about today, the question is that whether solar will totally replace gas-fired power generation in Singapore. What is the foreseeable future today? If you ask me, putting in perspective, Singapore has 400 megawatt of solar power generation. In terms of capacity, this is about 4% of the total efficient generation capacity in Singapore. In terms of consumption, it's much lesser. It's less than 1% of total electricity consumption in Singapore. So it means that even by 2025, if we target 1,500 megawatt of solar capacity, which is sizable in terms of capacity, but the solar contribution is no more than 3%. So what does this mean? It means that Singapore will still continue to be predominantly fired using natural gas in its energy mix. So will natural gas be phased out completely? I really doubt so.
We're speaking with John Ng, the CEO of YTL Power Seraya. Of course, a hot topic has to be solar energy. Singapore, you would think, is the best place to gather solar energy simply because of our weather. Although my concerns are being able to dry my clothes. Please, when will the rain stop? John, help me out here. You mentioned early on, in fact, quite a couple of times, that your consumers and businesses are actually prepared to swap to alternative energy options. What is pushing this drive? I mean, is it really just about education? You would think that people would be incentivized to do it because of pricing. What are your observations?
There are many reasons why consumers are switching or not switching to alternate energy source. First one, the individuals may have greater awareness of climate change and want to do their part. Secondly, individuals may also be more aware of the issues related to non-green product and saw the benefits of a green product. Thirdly, there are strong environmental sustainable agenda for corporations. And as a result of that, they also want a greater mix of renewable into their energy mix. Fourth is that the world is also moving towards decentralization, taking power from utility to households. So households also want to have a share in terms of their power generation ability as well. So as a country, we trying to achieve the climate goal that we have achieved. And I think this is a good thing that with greater awareness, there is a greater demand or expectation of renewable into the energy mix.
Yeah, but it's been admitted that this can't be done alone. So announced in late October in a trial, Singapore will import 100 megawatts of electricity from Malaysia for 2 years. That'll make up about 1.5% of Singapore's peak electricity demand. How will the different regulations and policies interact with each other for cross-border energy sharing?
Maybe before I go into that, I think we must also understand, consumers must also understand, increasing consumption from renewable energy is just one aspect of bringing down the total climate emission. Consumers must be equally aware that reducing consumption is also important, and also improving energy efficient is also important in terms of their behavior. At Genico, we help our customers through this journey to make Singapore a more sustainable place. Our engagement with our customers through the various media channels, with our marketing channels, as well as our Changemaker series. We partner with the likes of Repair Kopitiam, ChromCorp about being greener, Cultivate Singapore, Food Bank Singapore, to bring that message of sustainability to the community. Now, in terms of 100 megawatt electricity import, the pilot says that Singapore is announced in October 2020. We said we are well-placed because of our heritage as a power company in Singapore, and at the same time, our parent company, YTL Power International, has this large-scale solar aspiration in Malaysia. But we fully understand that working across any two jurisdictions, whether Malaysia, Singapore, or anywhere else, is often more complicated because of the different structure in terms of the market structure, in terms of the technical structure, as well as the regulatory structure. At YTL Power Seraya, we are very confident that although there are differences in this framework or in this structure, this can be resolved quite speedily. Why? Because in 2011, we have brought the electricity from Singapore into Malaysia, and that is about 180 megawatts, far more than what we are planning to do in this solar importation. Mm-hmm. Now, if this is successful, the solar importation is successful, this will open up the options of more renewable power coming from the region.
For the greater good of our planet, anything's possible. We've been speaking with John Ng, the CEO of YTL Power Seraya. John, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.